Hi, I'm Sarah Flower, and thanks for listening to KSUT. Today, October 9th, ballots are in the mail and ready to be in the hands of Colorado voters. Today, we'll be breaking down one of the many ballot initiatives for Colorado voters, especially those in La Plata County. Today, we'll be looking at Amendment 4A. Joining us to talk about that is Durango 9R School Board member Erica Brown, as well as Michael Hudson with Durango Citizens for Great Schools. Erica, let's start with you as a school board member. Let's talk about Durango School District 9R ballot issue 4A.
Sure, I'd love to. And the Durango School District 9R has a really amazing opportunity this year to pass a capital improvement bond. It would bring $90 million into our schools and our community with absolutely no increase in taxes. And that's because the 2002 bond that our community passed is sunsetting, which means we're paying that debt off. So we're able to bring in this $90 million and pay that debt off with the same property taxes we have right now.
Michael, as a retired citizen in this community, let's talk about your stance on this and why you've jumped into promote this 4A bond.
The first thing is better schools, safer schools, more updated schools help the entire community. When people are thinking about moving, buying a house, taking a job in Durango, one of the first things they investigate is the status of the schools. And 9R district has a great reputation and a great school district, but they have not been able to keep up with the cost of maintenance and improving the capital facilities. It's important to note that this $90 million will be spent here in Durango on the improvements. So all of our community will benefit from this influx of the $90 million. The restaurants, the hotels, all the community will benefit by updating the schools, and the students and teachers will have a safer, better environment in which to teach our kids.
Erica, being on the school board, let's talk about this perspective and what this will do to the several schools that 9R covers, as well as three charter schools.
So we've really structured the project costs for this to go where the dollars are most needed. And in our district, the dollars are needed in every single school. The average age of our school buildings is 47 years old. And so there is a lot of need for update and upgrades. Some of the big, there's a lot of safety and security projects encapsulated in here, and that's, you know, building vestibules, Columbine style locks and control enhancements, fire panels, public announcement systems, things like that. We're pretty behind in some of our schools on getting the safety up to where we really want it to be. There's a lot of costs here that needs to go to updating our HVAC equipment. And that's even been increased with the recent pandemic, realizing that, you know, it's an even bigger priority now to get more outside air into our classrooms. One of the big spends in this project list is rebuilding Miller Middle School. And that's a building where there are so many upgrades, really systemic upgrades that need to happen in that building, that it would actually cost much less to completely rebuild that school, as well as a Durango Community Innovation Center, which would be located on the Durango High School campus, is really kind of an upgrade and expansion of our career and technology programs that have been really successful.
I think of somebody who might be listening. I know historically, when the school district is asking for money, the voters generally turn out in support of that. But there are some that say no. Let's look at a perspective of somebody who might not want this to come through, and pros and cons of what this would look like if 4A does not pass this year.
Sure. So if 4A does not pass this year, over the next 5 years, homeowners and business owners would see a small decrease in their property taxes. I know for a, say a $500,000 residence, for instance, they would see a decrease in of property taxes of $75 in 2021. And that would fluctuate out until 2025 when we officially pay off that 2002 bond. And I think the final savings would be about $209 is the estimate I've seen, to be exact. of a decrease in those property taxes. So again, it would only be if you owned a home or a business. If you rent, you don't see any change because you don't pay property taxes. And so that would be honestly the only argument I can come up with why someone would not support this.
Michael, you've been out in the community a lot talking about this, and you have heard overwhelming support of this initiative. Let's hear some comments from the citizens of Durango.
Well, I think the first thing to answer your question is, if this does not pass, what you're going to see is more deferred maintenance that costs more down the line. So people are going to be paying more if we let the facilities deteriorate and do not do some of these improvements. And now, deferred maintenance costs more money. There's no question about that. So in addition to not having these improved facilities, we'll be paying more down the line to do these improvements and make the renovations and cover this deferred maintenance down the line. So it's going to cost more if we wait. The second thing is, as Erica mentioned, it is a minor amount of decrease in property taxes over the next 20 years to get an amazing amount of improvements if we do it now.
And I think let's talk about this this $90 million. Where is this $90 million coming from, and how is it getting paid for?
What a bond really is, it's issuing debt. So it allows us to sell these bonds on the market. And then we pay that debt back just as you do with a mortgage. And we do that through our property taxes. So the reason that we don't have to increase taxes to pay this off is because we've already kind of paid off our past debt. And now we're kind of, it'd be like taking out a new loan after you paid off a loan already, if that makes sense to most people.
Michael, any other thoughts on that?
I think it's important to remember that bonds are borrowing money. And right now, the interest that the school district has to pay on those bonds are at a virtual all-time low. So borrowing the money now when the interest is very, very low is a great investment to pay this off over 20 years. And so we can get a lot of bang for the buck by injecting $90 million into the local economy now rather than waiting when the interest rate that we have to pay on bonds could be and probably will be much higher later on.
I want to be mindful of your time here today, too. Is there anything else that the voters out there need to know about this bond, or questions or misinformation that you'd like to clear up today?
As you mentioned before, the ballot in November is very crowded. Not only all of the candidates, but the statewide ballot initiatives that are on the ballot, it's complicated. It's going to take a long time. It turns out that our initiative 4A is the last initiative as a local initiative. So we sort of encourage the voters to start at the bottom and work up, but not to overlook this very important local initiative 4A, which will be at the bottom of the ballot. And we urge you to start there and then go up the ballot.
For you, Erica.
Yeah, just one last thing we didn't touch on is something that really innovative that Durango is doing, and that we're sharing these bond proceeds with our public charter schools as well. And that's something that's never been done in Colorado before. We did it with the mill levy in 2016, and we were the first ones to do it then, I think, as well. But we have a really unique relationship with our charter schools. It's very collaborative and supportive, and we feel it's important that this bond help them with their capital needs as well.
Michael Hudson with the 4A Bond Citizens Campaign, as well as NIDAR School Board member Erica Brown. I really appreciate your time today here on KSUT to break down the ballot initiative 4A.